This is CliffCentral.com.
Liminality. Liminality is that confusing stage we all find ourselves in when we are somewhere in the middle of a transformative process. Like when you are training to become a manager, or when you're evolving into something but you are not there yet. You have moved from where you were, but you're not manager yet. You have clearly moved from an old space, but you're not in the new space yet. We all experience this ambiguous phase in our lives. Whether you find yourself falling in love with a new person and you know you are no longer single, but neither of you have made it formal. Caught somewhere in the middle of nowhere with an idea of who and what you will become, but you're not sure what that is. One of the biggest stages of liminality for me was when I made the decision to move to South Africa. I spent several weeks in New York feeling a disconnect from America, but no real tangible connection to South Africa. I had no idea what South Africa would be. Swinging, or rather dangling in between finite worlds. When we're in these phases of liminality, we seek people and spaces that anchor us. We hope to find mirrors that remind us that we are not lost, that we have not made the wrong decision leaving our comfort zones. You see, the challenge with liminality is that we can remember our comfort zone and we long for it. One of the most crucial chapters of liminality many will experience is college. Varsity or university is the most valuable space of liminality we'll experience. Often you leave home, becoming an adult, but deep down you know you're not an adult. You're torn between wanting independence but needing family for everything from money to somewhere to go in case things don't work out. In college, we know we are headed to a new professional world but have no way of knowing who we will evolve into in this new world. From the thrill of not knowing to the terror of not knowing, this chapter of life is perhaps one of the most memorable, precisely because none of us have a crystal ball. However, because we do not have a crystal ball, we go into things blindly, which can be a strategic advantage. If we knew everything we were going to face, we would not proceed with the level of fervor and optimism, and we would not get nearly as much done. Welcome back to the Brain and Brand Show. I'm your host, Timothy Maurice, and this is the show where we interrogate the relationship between brands and people, how people impact brands and how brands impact our psyche. Today, we explore liminality. And to do so, we use the college and varsity experience to unpack. It's an idea that we can relate to. One of the most important divisions in a university to help with liminality is the Work Readiness and Student Affairs Division. So I have with me today the National Head of Employability, Suzanne Potchaka, who I'm saying that name wrong, I'm sure, but we'll get it right, from the Pearson Institute of Higher Education. Suzanne, welcome to the Brain and Brand Show.
Hi, Tim. It's lovely to be here. Thank you.
Do you sometimes feel the pressure? I mean, I know how much you love students, and I've seen your passion. I've seen you come alive. When students walk into your office, they do something to you. But do you sometimes feel the pressure because these students are in a critical phase of their life?
Yes, Tim, I do feel the pressure. However, I'm also as excited as they are for the new phase in their life, the transition that they have to make from being a student and entering into the workplace. So joining their journey for me is an absolute privilege. And at Pearson Institute, we really go all out to make it happen for them.
Just quickly, before we go too far into this, let's go back and just quickly look at your background. When did you join Pearson?
I joined Pearson about 7 years ago, first as an academic manager, and then I moved into this space of employability and helping students to find jobs. So that really, I found my passion, and that's what I want to do, is to make sure that students progress through this part of their life as easily as possible, but also with a lot of fun.
You can tell you found your passion because you really do light up. You know, You invite leading thinkers and speakers to expose students to in the real world. You know, I've been very fortunate to join, you know, a number of your campuses across the country, and you drive this, and you seem to find that really important. How important is it to expose students to different types of thinkers and from different spaces?
I think, Tim, for us it is important because students need to get a broader view of where they are going. Bringing someone in with this vast experience and knowledge and exciting students to where they are going, I think that is, it's a game changer for them. It makes a difference in their life. And I think one of the students sent you an email saying that that was really something that changed their life, a life-changing event. And that's exactly what we want to do. It also helped them to move into the workplace with ease, with knowledge and understanding of where they are going.
I can tell you that I think I can confidently speak on behalf of all these students that as a thinker, speaker, writer that goes in to engage them, we also are transformed. We also are learning because they're bringing new ideas. They're bringing a fresh sense of, you know, one of the most important things about a student is that at this 21-year-old, your prefrontal lobe is only starting to evolve and fully grow to a level where, you know, and the prefrontal lobe's job is to be the CEO of the brain. And because this part of the brain is only starting to fully mature, students are often very bold and they do things that older people like myself and others are scared to do. So you feel that energy and you gaze these bold ideas and it does transform us as well. So we're very fortunate to be able to work with these young people. You have internships and other work readiness programs to help. Please share, because there may be a company listening that maybe wants to join and become an intern partner. How important is it that students experience internships?
I think an internship really prepares a student for the world of work. And if it wasn't for our industry partners and the internships that they offer, we would have been the poorer for that. Our students, when they go into an internship, they are normally employed by that company as well. So for us, an internship really gets a student ready for work. It tells them how to behave in a workplace. So an internship is really just that almost like rounding a student off to say, okay, now I'm ready for work, and they can really go out with confidence and apply for jobs. So for us, internships, really important.
You know, it's interesting because when a student walks onto campus, they must be terrified, right? They're leaving home, they're leaving their comfort zones, and they've decided that I'm going to take on this journey. Their parents or someone is funding them, and there's a lot of responsibility. They're like a rough diamond, and at some point, they get through this phase, and they're coming out on the other side of this liminal space, and they're like a polished diamond. That must give you so much joy.
Tim, at graduation, we normally do stories on success stories on our students. And when they come to us and they tell us that I have achieved this in life, and you think back on their journey, that really makes the difference. And the joy of seeing them going out into the work world of work and being successful, that is really just the top of it for us.
You know, as we explore this conversation, I'm just thinking about the last time I was there and the energy across the campus. You're based in the Pretoria office, and you know you've got a campus there. It looks like Apple Computer's headquarters. Actually, it's really, really, really interesting. But what are some of the exciting things you guys have coming up?
We have our entrepreneurship program coming up. We have a wonderful summer school coming up where we are going to definitely engage with industry to help our students get real world ready. And that's just some of the lovely things. Oh, and of course, our new alumni system where students will be able to engage with each other, engage with industry. So all of that is really putting us apart and making it very exciting for our students.
Wow. You know, liminal periods are ripe for newness. They're perfect periods of opportunity, spaces of explosive. For any student or anyone, any company who wants to partner with you guys, they can go to your website, www.pihe.ac.za, which is Pearson Institute of Higher Education. .ac.za. And the first thing that comes up on your page is pursue your dreams and get ready for the workplace. Take that first step, which is basically saying, take that first step into your liminal space and be bold and courageous about it. Tell us, for a student or anyone who's interested, who's nervous and freaked out, what's final word do you have for them?
At Pearson Institute, we have your back. Come and join us.
Thank you so much, Suzanne. I really appreciate it, and thank you for joining us on the Brain and Brand Show. We'll be back next week with the next episode. I want to encourage you to whatever liminal space you may be in, whatever space that is terrifying you, keep making one step after another. Have the courage to make that next step. And of course, here at the Brain and Brand Show, we're going to continue giving you ideas to help you make that next step. We'll be back next week.
This is CliffCentral.com.